Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
We're back with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show, live from the United Center, on your radio home of the Chicago Bulls, 670 The Score.
That's right, we're broadcasting live from the United Center, where the Bulls will host the Pistons in tonight's season opener. Chuck Swirsky and Bill Winnington will bring you the action. Pre-game at 6:45, tip-off at 7 on The Score, and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network. I gotta get the rhythm of that.
I understand.
Right, let me try it again.
I had one yesterday. It's funny. Go ahead.
On The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network.
There it is.
Powered by Heli Forklifts.
Oh, there you go. Look, people are starting to come in here at United Center.
The Bulls doors are now open for folks to come out and hang out.
We're going to talk to Horace Grant in 20 minutes in person. Can't wait for that. We had a really interesting, connective, human, and newsworthy conversation with Arturis Karnishevas at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it was really good. I would suggest anyone go back on the YouTube page and check it out. It was good, and it was human, and hearing him in some ways pain the same way that fans pain.
Yeah.
But he's got the power to change it, so I want to see that be a thing. I want to see there, and they're trying very slowly, but they're trying to make things happen. There's Alyssa Berger Mini. She will be a part of our Bulls coverage here on The Score. I saw a lot of people. Shout out to Ryan Shivarini. He was here. I was like, man, this is handsome up in here. Mm-hmm. My guy Matt Byrne, my old photog when I worked at NBC5.
There you go.
I saw Tina Wynn here. Alyssa's here. Josh Friedman was here. Like, there's a lot of people just out for the opening night.
It's a big night. It's a big night. And there are T-shirts. There are Bulls T-shirts on every single seat. Our guy Patrick Sandusky in PR said that was a full staff effort, that everyone on the staff had to put the shirts down. That's how that works.
You mean Johnny Allstaff?
Yeah. Your guy, Johnny Allstaff. Kevin Gossman was out there.
Yeah.
Luis Castillo.
Johnny F. Allstaff made an appearance at the United Center.
Yeah.
Before we talk about the Bears, I just wanted to show this part of the BMO series of caps. It's a press start, and you see like the 8-bit, like Benny the Bull on top of it.
Yeah, it's a cool hat.
The reason that I'm showing it is not just because we are here at the United Center. The reason that I'm showing it is because Martellus Bennett designed this cap.
That's your former colleague, Martellus Bennett.
Yeah, my partner. Mm-hmm. My radio show partner, Martellus Bennett. He never wanted to talk about football.
Yeah.
He did want to talk about art, and this is one of the things that he's been doing. He's been creating cartoons and comic books, and he has a very, very interesting mind. And so I just wanted to share it because I saw whose it was, and seeing that it was Martellus Bennett, I was like, that's really cool.
That's awesome.
And very connective tissue.
That's so very cool. By the way, I'm told that the Arturis Karnishevas interview will air at 6 o'clock when we are done to build a bridge towards the Bulls game. So yeah, a texter already wondering, did Spiegel ask the question that Marshall asked him to ask yesterday in transition? That answer is yes. So we got to just about everything we wanted to.
And before, like, just one more thing before we get to the Bears stuff that's the most important. Are you trying to steal my bit?
What's that?
I'd look over in between breaks. You're taking pictures with the balloon guy.
Well, that was his request. I did not request the picture, but I went to talk to him. Dave Fleming, juggledave.net is his website. We have mutual friends, Lawrence. When you work in the entertainment industry in this town for as long as I have, we end up talking, and I know a couple magicians that he knows, one who passed away, the great Dennis DeBont, the Sears Tower of Magic, we used to call him. Just, it was a dear friend, a great magician. So Dave and I were talking about that, and I believe Dave is going to be making you a little something at some point during this hour.
Is it a bicycle? Oh, that would be great.
I'm on it, man.
All right, let's see.
I'm on it.
All right, so check this out. I'm driving to the United Center, and I'm listening to our fantastic midday show. And they had Tim Jenkins on. And I always loved to hear the midday show anyway, but I'm a big fan of Tim Jenkins. And he's been great for our station over the last 2 years. So it got a little serious towards the end where they were asking him to break some stuff down. This is what Tim told Layla and Marshall about Caleb's mindset after throwing interceptions and the effect that it has on him for the rest of the game.
Different quarterbacks react different ways on that psychological front, right? Like some guys, it's almost like you see him throw an interception. You're like, great, we're going to have a good day because now he's pissed off and he's going to come back, right? You like, you think about old school Tom Brady getting salty. It's like that was kind of the best thing for him. Whereas you're right, Caleb could be one of those guys who, man, hey, he really wants to have a great touchdown interception ratio. So when he does get aggressive with it early, hey, does that prevent him from being aggressive later? I would tell you that I didn't see... I thought he was equally as aggressive, you know, throwing the dig route or throwing the can sail that, you know, as he was early on. With that being said, like I could see exactly what you're saying with some of those scramble throws, some of those screen, you know, the screen balls that get batted down where it's like, you know, hey, are you kind of taking a little something off this? Are you trying to be perfect? Which I think would be something that I'm assuming this Bears staff would be dealing with behind the scenes, which ultimately we're going to get into a game where he's going to make a mistake. It's going to be against a good football team where we still have to rally back and hunt with the football and be aggressive. And we're going to need him to do that later in the season when these games really start, you know, get some of these division games where, you know, playoffs are on the line. We need him to be hunting with the football.
Yeah, that's really interesting from the mindset of a guy who played the quarterback position and coaches it. There's a reason that all of us are trying to dig into the psychology here because it's a young man going through a massive learning curve with a really smart and difficult coach who's asking him to figure things out. And he had a bad game.
Yeah.
And
that might be all that it is.
Well, it's an opportunity is what it is. And he said it so himself. So we're talking between the practices and between the games. But I'm sure, like Tim references, if that is something they need to address, they're trying to dig into it and address it behind the scenes.
Yeah. So now let's go to the part that you've been talking about. Like when I hear you listen to cuts of Caleb talking about throwing on the run.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah.
He likes it too much. He's too in love with it still.
Check out what Tim Jenkins had to say about that.
So then when you hear a guy say, hey, man, I don't feel great on the run. Yeah. How much of that feeds itself, I think, is a really big question that I don't think we contemplate enough when it comes to sports psychology and the things that go into actually performing, you know, on that stage. What I'll tell you is, from just a quarterback evaluator standpoint, Caleb on the run has always been the best term for this. He's always been just the best kid on the playground. Like, I don't think he's ever done anything from a, you know, hey, he's technically perfect, right? Like, he's always done more or less like amazing throws. Like, his chest is flat to the line of scrimmage versus maybe his, you know, off shoulder pointing at his target. He's always done stuff where it's like, man, he's almost doing it in spite of his mechanics. So what I would argue is I think there's, you know, if he feels like he's in a slump, I would argue that just some like old school, hey, man, get your shoulder to the target a little bit. Hey, let's get our J step right to where my back inseam is pointing at my target. Get my weight a little bit going forward, not necessarily completely horizontal. I think some of that stuff could actually help him, which is funny because it's like the same thing, you know, you'd be talking about with a younger quarterback. But when you're as skilled as Caleb is, like, I don't blame guys for not, you know, touching him mechanically, because it's like, why would you? Like, he hits all his spots. There's no need. Don't mess with it. You know, don't fix something that's not broken. With that being said, if he's starting to say, hey, man, I feel like this part of my game is broken, I think a return to some of the old school fundamentals could really help him more or less snap out of that slump that he feels like he's in.
Wow.
Yeah. See why I flagged it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big, big deal. And the name I'm going to bring up is...
Oh, no.
Is not a guy... No, because I'm going to bring up a guy who started out as a chaotic, mechanics-challenged, on-the-run gunslinger and eventually realized he needed to get the mechanics in order every single time he could, and he improved at it. And that's Brett Favre. And if you... You know, find interviews with Mike Holmgren about the way that he got through to Brett Favre and got him under control. Favre was great on the run and obviously stayed great on the run and had the game on a string at times in a brilliant, brilliant career. But, man, that dude, you watch his mechanics in the last 5 to 7 years of his career versus his mechanics in the first 3 to 4 years of his career. He evolved because he knew he needed to. And there's, I don't know whether Caleb thinks he needs to. I don't know whether they've had some of those conversations yet. But you might as well have the good mechanics when you can. And he's talking about accuracy on the run. He can't figure it out. It's because he don't have as much wiggle room as he used to. And everybody's a little faster and the tension's a little higher and the windows are a little smaller. And mechanics to get that accuracy where it needs to be matter.
Yeah, that we talk all the time. And I know it feels like a throwaway line when we talk about the difference between college and pro. But it's all this stuff that you're talking about, Spiegs, where, yeah, everyone's faster. So it's not just the DB that is looking at you point and then flies across and intercepts the ball. It's also the defensive end that's backside chasing you out to the boundary. And whereas before, like, oh, I can kind of take my time and kind of coast into this. No, you're on a dead run now. Mm-hmm. Like, you're on a dead run and you're trying to throw it. And you've got the arm talent and the athleticism to – more than usual, make that throw a special one. But every now and again, those plays are going to look ridiculous because you don't have, like, some of the mechanical base that Tim is talking about.
Yeah.
And trying to get him to understand that, I think, is something else that Ben Johnson's going to have to do. Where it's like, look, man, we all know that you can do it. We know you can make that throw. Mm-hmm. What I'm going to need you to do, though, is realize that you're going to get hit one of these times. You're going to get it's going to be an explosion because a defensive end or linebacker is going to hit you from behind.
Yeah.
So there's that part. Or there's a guy out there like Kevin Byard who's going to sucker you into a throw.
Absolutely. The safety might sucker you into a throw. Or that corner that's on Roma Dunze and you think he's got him beat is fast and good and smart enough to catch up and make it a contested ball. You know, and then all of a sudden Rome doesn't catch it, and that's on you and your completion percentage. Like, everybody is better, and you have to be better too.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I respected the hell out of Brett Favre evolving, and I used to think about it and talk about it in regards to Jay Cutler, who did not bother. He did not bother to get the mechanics better because he just kept believing that his arm talent and his excellence was enough, and it wasn't.
It's a fascinating balance, and is one of the other things that Tim talked about with quarterbacks, where he said the personality of a quarterback, it's so delicate because you do want the guy who believes he can make the play. But figuring out when and where to do that is difficult. And it's a great example by you with Cutler, because if you were drawing up a quarterback in a lab, it would look like Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
He'd be 6'3" and 220 pounds, and he could run, and he could throw the ball 75 yards in the air. And then those moments when you know that his ego, when you know all of those things that got him to that level are the reason that he's going after D'Angelo Hall four times in a game and getting intercepted four times, because he's like, I can make that throw.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you that I can make that throw. Meanwhile, D'Angelo Hall has the game of his life, and you end up having one of the worst games of your career.
There's one aspect of Caleb's game that, you know, was fascinating this past week, of like when he decides to extend a play and try to make a pass, or when he just chooses to run and get a few yards, maybe keep, you know, move the sticks, that kind of thing. And there was that telling moment on Sunday where, after one time when he chose not to run, Jonah Jackson is pointing down the field to him, and Caleb's nodding his head and pointing down the field. And he talked about it. He talked about it on, after the game. He said, I've done a good job with that this year. I did not do a good job with that today. It will be better. Ben Johnson was asked about this exact issue today, having seen the film and having moved forward in the week a little bit. Here's what Ben had to say about Caleb choosing to run or not.
I think the most important thing is that we're playing efficient football. Throughout the season so far, we've been behind the sticks quite a bit. And so whether that's penalties, whether that's negative runs, whether that's sacks, whether that's simply, like you're alluding to, we're not taking what's given to us. We're trying to force something that might not be as easy to get. And so I think as a whole offense, that's our mission right now, is if we can just stay on schedule, stay on track, then this thing's going to come to life. We got some really talented players in every position room. And so, we'd like to just be more efficient as an offense. We'd like to throw more completions. We would like to just continue to move the ball forward. And then when we do that, we have to be better in the red zone. I think that's the other Achilles heel that we have right now. We're making it down there, but we're not scoring 7 points. We're just settling for field goals last couple weeks. So if we do those two things on offense, I think you'll see improvement.
All right. So, yeah, he wants to be more efficient. He wants him to take his yards when they're there, man. Like, you're not this offense is figuring things out. You have found a way to run the ball, and you've figured that out. So now when you're a quarterback, go back there and make your plays in structure. And then when there's nothing there, go ahead and take your yards when they're obviously there. That's what Ben wants. He wants you to be more efficient. Doesn't want to be behind the sticks. So I'm sure that message has gotten across, and it'll be a developing situation for Caleb.
I'm fascinated by all of it, the psychology of it, the coaching points of it. How do you make it all work? How do you make it make sense? Because I'm a big, you know me, Speaks. Like, I'm a big proponent of meet the player where they live. Try to understand their point of view on things and then give them what they need to be successful. In some cases, it's not going to work no matter how hard you coach a player. I feel like with Caleb, there's some room there. Like, there's some room to, and it might be a matter of him just figuring out the difference between when it's time for him to make the incredible play versus when it's time for him to go get 4 yards.
Yep.
And that can be hard for someone who has been so special and has done this. Like, I'm sure that's kind of the calibration that's going on. He's like, well, wait, I used to do this bleep all the time. Like, this is what I did. Why can't I do it now?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you can't, because that guy's really fast. And he's going to hit you in the back with his helmet. That's why you can't do it. Or that guy's really good, and he's going to sit on the throw the only throw that you can make, because you've now cut the field in half. He's going to sit on that throw, and then he's going to come get the ball. And learning all that stuff is difficult. So
it's 670 The Score. It's Spiegel and Holmes here with you. We are live at United Center. And the Bulls are coming up and going to be playing their season opener against the Detroit Pistons tonight.
Yes, they are. And we will have the coverage. We've seen Chuck. He has jumped in and out of our eye line like 3 times today, which is great.
He gave
love
me
the legend.
He gave me Cubs takes. He gave me
Oh, that's
Cubs
all
takes.
He wanted to talk about.
And it usually is.
He wanted to talk about Cubs pitching.
Uh-huh.
Because you're going to talk about the Bulls.
They're going to make a big play for a starting pitcher. I'm telling you, Spiegs, I don't know who it's going to be. I'm not exactly sure how it's going to work out, but they're going to make a big, big play this offseason.
Man, he's
pretty
back,
good, right?
He's back in the talk show rotation, and he has got the bug, man.
Yeah. He threw out the phone number in the middle of our conversation.
He did. Let us know what you think.
Let us know what you think.
312-644-6767.
He threw out the old WGN phone number by accident.
Yeah.
You know, just like from decades ago.
All right, we'll figure out what we're going to do next here on The Score.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
It's like there's a horse loose in a hospital. It's like there's a horse loose in a hospital. I think eventually everything's going to be okay, but I have no idea what's going to happen next. And neither do any of you, and neither do your parents, because there's a horse loose in the hospital.
If you'd like to go see John Mulaney, and the Mr. Whatever show at Wrigley Field on Saturday, July 11th. You should be caller 6 right now to 312-540-0670, and then you can go check it out. We are at the United Center. Nate Bargatze is going to be here the next couple of nights.
Dude, I was so excited when I realized that and tried to get tickets but could not get the tickets.
Because, you might have a hookup.
Well, no, but I got stuff to do on Thursday and Friday. I thought he was here Saturday. Thursday, by the way, Lawrence, I'm going to the Digs with Dignity charity gala.
With Dignity.
Yeah, man, I love that place. And their charity gala is taking place on Thursday night, and me and Christine are going to that. Really, really excited to be part of that.
Did you also double book a tributo show so that you would have to be in two places at once again?
Not that time.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the concern, and I appreciate it. But this time I'm good. So the Digs with Dignity gala, go to digswithdignity.org if you want to see some unbelievably cool charity work that's going on.
No doubt about it. Joe Flacco's story has been a really interesting one. And I don't know. I saw, I think it was a 60 Minutes interview with him. His kids don't respect his career at all. They call him like a loser and a back, because they don't remember Joe Flacco winning the Super Bowl. They don't remember. They're not old enough to remember that.
It's 12 years ago.
So now, like when he talks about his career, they're just like, okay, old man.
Yeah, man.
Like whatever. Like I'm sure you deal with it with Ruben, where you're a cool dude, but you're not cool to your kid.
Right. Well, and Joe, the dynamic with Joe in Cleveland with two puppies, in Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, as he's like the old ass dog who was holding on. That was entertaining for people in Cleveland, but now he's in Cincinnati and. I guess he got philosophical.
He did.
Today?
So let's hear it.
The good thing, I guess you could say, is that I was in Cleveland by myself. You know, my family was in New Jersey. We decided to do that this year because last year we decided to do it the other way. And this year we just said, hey, let's keep the kids in their routine and, you know, see how that goes. And there's been challenges with that. You know, I love being there and around them and doing all those things. But at the same time, like, they get in their routine and they're having a lot of fun back at home. And early on in the season, they came out to Cleveland and they're going to come out to this week's game. And I think there's always a challenge of sitting in a room by yourself and being lonely. So for me, it's trying to find ways to maybe stay over here a little bit longer and then, you know, just kind of take myself out of that mindset, call home, go sit at a restaurant by myself and realize that, man, that's pretty enjoyable to do. After there's not too many situations. I tell people all the time, I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves or, you know, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven. And not to say that that's obviously not what I want. I'd rather be at home sitting at the dinner table with my kids and hearing what the hell they were talking about all day. But if you have to do it, then you might as well take advantage of it. So, you know, just little things like that.
Are Cincinnatians starting to see you at restaurants and take pictures and say hello?
I guess so, maybe a little bit. I try to get there early. You know, I'll go eat the 4:30 dinner and beat everybody out of work and out of the house.
Oh my God, he's going to the early dinner. He's having the early bird special.
You're damn right.
That is amazing. That is. I would never ever have bet on Joe Flacco evolving into football philosopher.
He's a philosopher.
A life philosopher. But he's right.
He's 100% right.
I crave and enjoy moments alone. Are you kidding me? Maybe I'll meditate. Maybe I'll just listen to music. Maybe I'll just, like, sit in the quiet for a while. It's amazing.
I do think that you have to... You got to break the seal on some of that stuff because there is a stigma attached to going to do stuff by yourself. But he's right, though. Like, once you break the seal on, you know, there's a movie that I want to see, but my partner doesn't.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to go see that movie. Or I'm just going to go sit and enjoy and watch dinner and watch a game while I'm
I'll just watch
dinner.
Other people eating dinner.
Sure, you can do that. You can. I want him to write a book when this is all said and done, because from the press conferences I've heard,
yeah,
the way that he thinks about all of this is fascinating. And I think there is a story here to be told.
That's too much pressure to write a book, man. I don't know. Like, I for me, like, I've thought about that. I wanted to write a book on play-by-play when I was doing the podcast. And hell,
but, I mean, you can still do it.
I can still do it.
And
I can still
considering
do it.
All the people that you get on the PvP.
I know, but I could also just sit quietly alone.
You could.
just enjoy the solitude.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just listen to beautiful music and hang out.
Yeah, I'm probably like that to a fault. Like, I don't really mind being alone at all.
You travel alone. I admire that. You can just get up and go and make a plan and go do it.
But the traveling alone thing is more a function over anything. It's so much easier. It's so much easier when you don't have to worry about anyone else's wants or needs.
Oh, I bet.
And you can just follow your own, and you can be like, oh, you know, I'm going to go do this now.
Danny, you feel me on this one? Go ahead. Tell us.
I mean, listen, you know, married guy with one kid here, uh-huh. And I literally just did this a couple weekends ago when my wife and daughter were out of town, and let me tell you, like, there's different tiers to this. Like, I spent my Saturday first day with them out of the house. I went to go see the new Daniel Day-Lewis movie by myself. Movies yep. by yourself an elite experience. And then you pair that with a lunch by yourself. Oh. And here's why I love lunch by yourself is because when they know you're there by yourself, like the wait staff generally won't bother you as much. Like they'll just give you a nod like, hey, you good from like halfway across the room? And I'm like, yep, all good over here. Don't need to pester me. You know, so they know their audience in that regard. Don't bother the alone guy. That's why he's there. But then that same night, after all that, I went to a Hawks game by myself. I got to tell you, that's not as much fun. Like the sports communal thing, you can still enjoy it, but it's not quite the same as if you're going with one of your buddies, you know?
Yeah. Well, of course. But then it's an opportunity to like have some conversations. High-fiving strangers at a sporting event is a top five human experience.
Hey, man, as a beat reporter, I've gone to a lot of sports alone. And then you kind of learn like, oh, you know what? I can kind of leave when I want to, too. Mm-hmm. Since I'm here, I can beat the traffic. I was talking with our buddy Patrick, and he was saying, you know, if the Bears do ever finish start a stadium in Arlington Heights, that it'll be so much easier for him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how close are you? He's like, yeah, I'm 30 minutes from Arlington Heights. And he was saying how he comes down, because I think he's got season tickets for Bears. And he was saying how if he doesn't leave, like, the five-minute mark of a game, getting everyone wrangled and into the car, mm-hmm. it's 90 minutes for him to get home. And I'm like, yeah, that's not great.
No.
That's not great at all. But walking out of games when you don't have to be there is there's a joy in it. There's drawbacks to solitude, and it is a mental health issue for a lot of men, particularly right now.
Well, like, but that's like what he's saying is embrace it. Like if you got to do it, go ahead and embrace it.
Right. But some men it's hard. Like,
sure.
And the reasons why you might be in solitude makes things more difficult. But there can be a lot of joy in I am going to just do me.
Yeah. Tanny's making me want to go to the movies alone.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You've done that though, right?
Of course, but it's been a long time.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a long time.
You got it. Like, I do it at least, like, you know, once every couple months, maybe. It's great during baseball season when you can go to the classic cinemas that still have the 10 a.m. showings up there during a Cubs day game. Yeah, it's elite.
You're making me think of the moment when Harry met Sally where he's like, I don't know, I just want to be alone. Yeah, me too. Mind if I come with you? Sure, go ahead.
There also is something to the idea.
I'll go to a movie alone with you, Tanny.
Yes, there is something to the idea of being alone
together
with someone.
Absolutely.
Which I think is sometimes a hard concept for people to grasp. But I'm just going to be in my own space, and you're going to be in your own space, but we're going to be on the couch together. And that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a good thing. But, yeah, man, I go to a White Sox game, and I'll be like, ah, look at that. It's the fifth inning. It's time to go. Would you look at that?
Surprise,
I got my dog. I walked around the concourse.
Uh-huh. When you leave so early that the ushers down there by the gates
are like, where are you
hey,
going?
Like, hey, you can't come back in. Like, don't worry about it. They're losing 10-0 here in the fifth. I'm good.
Tanny, I did that in Kansas City. When I went to go see the White Sox play in Kansas City, like, things kind of got out of hand pretty early. I'm like, oh, I'm going to walk this ballpark, get a tour of it, try a couple of things while I'm here. And I was like, oh, it's the sixth inning. I can still go have a nice dinner in downtown Kansas City if I leave right now. And that's exactly what I did.
Easy out, right to the car.
Let me paint a picture for the listeners right now. We're sitting on the concourse outside section 102 at United Center. A bunch of people are coming by now. They're checking out. They're like, hey, I think I know those guys. I listen to those guys sometimes. What the hell are they doing here? That's weird. Well, we're here because it's the Bulls opening night, and we are at the score. We carry the Bulls games. We were supposed to be talking to Horace Grant right now. A couple texters have wondered. Horace got stuck in traffic, and we'll have to do a makeup with Horace down the road. A little bummed about that, but life goes on. What's awesome is that balloon guy, is right over there.
Make me a bicycle clown.
I asked him, dude, but
he doesn't have time.
He's got a lineup.
What's Balloon Guy's name again? Do we know?
Yeah.
He has his card somewhere.
I got his card here. It's Dave Fleming. Juggle Dave.
Dave Fleming?
Yeah.
Like the announcer for the Red Sox?
That's Will Fleming.
Will Fleming.
Yeah, but Dave Fleming does the Giants.
The Giants.
Yeah, not him. I don't think. Huh. Interesting.
You mentioned you guys had mutual friends.
We do have mutual friends. That's a good point.
This, I love this from Matt on Twitch.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys just get Harvey Grant?
That if the Bulls were smart, they would have sent Harvey in goggles, and we wouldn't have known the difference.
We wouldn't have known. Because sure they're identical. Horace shared enough stories from the glory days that Harvey.
Harvey could do it.
Could tell him.
Yeah, man.
If he starts talking about Clemson,
yeah.
Then we know it's Harvey. If he talks about his time with the Bulls, then we know it's Horace.
Can I tell you something? The Sklars, you know the Sklar twins? The comedy and sports guys, the Sklar
twins.
Are they
coming on the show?
Yeah, they're going to come on the show soon. But I got connected with them via text by our friend Daniel Van Kirk, the stand-up comic. And he put all four of us on a text together. And I wanted to save those guys as contacts, but I realized I didn't know which number was which Sklar. So
did you have to ask?
No, I didn't want to ask. So I just
group text them.
I put them in as Sklar 1 and Sklar 2 in my contacts. And then I did ask Daniel, and he told me which one was which. But I don't want to know, really. It's more entertaining not to know.
Sklar 2, one of the movies I saw by myself. Really, really intense thriller.
Good sequel, huh? Surprisingly.
It's better than the first. It's like Godfather in that regard.
Sklar 2, The Rise of Hordak.
Can I share some love for a couple of guys who have been on this show this week?
Yes, please.
In the last week?
Yes.
Olin Krutz and Charles Tillman have each moved to the round of 52. There's only 52 nominees left for the Hall of Fame, and they made it to the next round. So congratulations to Olin Krutz and Charles Tillman.
Wow.
Greg Olson is also on that list. He is not on the show. But I loved Greg when he was here. I loved covering him. And Reuben Brown also is now in the next group of finalists that they have for the Hall of Fame.
So 52 is the total. Eventually they'll get down to a group of 25. And debate those guys to come up with a class. I hope that Olin and Peanut get to that 25.
Yeah, I'm sad that Lance is not on the list because I do feel like his career gets overshadowed because of who he played next to and because they didn't win the Super Bowl. Had they won the Super Bowl, I think his candidacy would be a lot more. People would talk about it more than what they are. I love 55, and I think he's a great player. I'm sad that he didn't continue to move on in this. But for our guys, Olin and Charles, to me, it's a really easy argument for Charles. And I think that it's gotten easier as we've gotten farther away from his career.
Yeah.
You hear his name every week.
He changed the game.
Multiple times.
Like Dick Fosbury, he changed the game.
Yes, yes. I'm happy for Olin, too, because I'm glad. And the thing with Olin is, if you get recognized as an All-Pro and you get recognized as being on the team of the 2000s as one of the best centers, then, of course, you need to be discussed as a Hall of Famer. And I'm glad that he is getting the love and attention that his career deserved.
Texters are sad to have missed Horace Grant, but they understand. This one suspects that Horace might be on with an Orlando radio station right now.
Oh, that's messed up.
That is messed up.
That's messed up.
Sir or ma'am, that is messed up. Hey, Lawrence, Caleb Williams met a comedy legend and discussed it today.
Let's hear that next here on The Score.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Hank and I are celebrating our 35th wedding anniversary tonight. We're going out to dinner for the occasion, but we can't decide where to go. Maybe we can all find a place in our Zagat's New York restaurant guide. Let's take a look together. Come back to Jamaica at Picklin' Parrot. There's jerk chicken and other choice Caribbean fare. Hey, Mon, see you there.
Take me, God, I am ready to meet you.
We will talk about Adam Sandler in just a second. Congratulations, by the way, to all the people on the Spiegel and Holmes show that won tickets to go see Adam Sandler.
I love it, man. We've got some killers that we've been giving away. Mulaney tickets?
Yeah, man.
That's insane.
It really is. We are broadcasting live from the United Center where the Bulls will host the Pistons in tonight's season opener. Chuck Swirsky and Bill Winnington will bring the action. Pre-game starts at 6:45, but our interview with Arturis Karnišovas is going to run after we're off the air. So if you missed it, you should listen. I think it was pretty good. You can judge for yourself. But we actually had a good time talking with him.
Yeah,
there's a lot in there, too.
And we got some newsy stuff in there. Went for the jugular on a couple things. He evaded a little, but yep. We got some stuff.
That's coming up in less than 10 minutes.
That's right.
Thank
Three
you,
games
Alex.
At 6:45, tip-off at 7 on The Score. And the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts.
Wow. Yeah, you got that. That is an awkward one to figure out the time.
I think I'm there, though.
Yeah, you're there.
I think I got it now, so if we have to keep doing that, it's cool. All right, so back to Adam Sandler.
Caleb met him. Caleb Williams met Adam Sandler, and what ensued? Let's find out together.
What was it like to hang out with Adam Sandler and all the rest of those guys?
Yeah, it was great. You grow up watching him and then being able to hang around him and, you know, watch him at work. And live, it's a dream, watching all of his movies and things like that. And, it was a good time with the guys.
You have a favorite Sandler movie?
I mean, it probably have to be Happy Gilmore.
Fair enough.
That's strong.
The thing is that I imagine for Caleb, like, I'm starting to think about how many stars do you think he met at USC?
Oh my God, dude. A lot.
Right?
Yeah.
Just like, him being in L.A. or them coming to games. Like, how many incredible stories does Caleb have from his time at USC of meeting the rich and famous?
I'd love to hear him talk about that stuff. But was he impressed as he met those people, or were they impressed to meet him?
I think they were probably impressed to meet him.
They're pretty excited to meet him. It's Caleb freaking Williams to them.
I do think that Adam Sandler is like one of those guys that, like, gets through that, though. Like, that's a guy where you're like, oh, that's Adam Sandler. Like,
yeah.
I love that guy.
You think so. Man, I wonder if he probably hung out with Snoop a bunch, right? Snoop's a big USC fan, isn't he?
He is. He's a big booster.
Yeah. So I'm sure that took place. Lawrence.
What are you trying to say?
Exactly
it's
what
legal?
You think I'm trying to say.
It's legal.
Like me in the 90s, baby. Like me in the 90s. And the aughts.
And
the teens.
And?
Part of the 20s.
That's right.
But not for a while.
Which we are very happy for.
Thank you very much.
If you're happy about
it. Yeah, I'm extremely happy about it. Our balloon man, Balloon Dave, is just, he's unable to deliver a bicycle. He's busy.
Let's let him talk with the people that don't get paid to be here.
There's like 40 people in line to get a bike, to get a clown, to make a bicycle.
I really love the fact that there's so many people who want balloons.
I want to commend you on paying attention even while Balloon Man was making balloons in your line of vision.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you're professional.
And I'm glad that there's so many people that are getting their balloons. Thanks to everyone here, man. Score Promotions outdid themselves today. Thanks to the Bulls, they were very nice and accommodating on a lot of things. They brought food for the crew, which is like a must for me. I want the crew to be fed all the time. So thanks to everyone involved in today's broadcast. Thanks to our crew back at the ranch, too. Baby T is there. Tanny. For Alex, who's here on site, and my partner, Matt Spiegel. I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show us every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow. Full boat show starting at 2 o'clock here on The Score.
All right, thank God that's over. I got a headache. All right, so anyway, I got to be honest, Bill. That's just too much. That's over the top.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.